They say it's the deadliest country in the world where anything can kill you, but one man has survived. His name is Danny Boy, and he has brought you Australia's favourite horror show, the Creepy Crap Podcast. Now be warned, there will be swearing and spoilers in this episode. And if you want to follow him, you can get him on all the social medias at YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, all in one word, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And if you like the episode, why not give it a 5-star review? So don't be scared, be prepared as I bring you the thunder from down under. Danny Boy and his show, The Creepy Crap Podcast.
Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to another episode of The Creepy Crap Podcast. My name is Danny Boy, and thank you for joining me. Sorry for the week off. I had a chest infection, and it fucked up my throat. I was not very well, but I came from the brink of death, and I'm back. I'm a survivor. I'm gonna make it. I'm a survivor. Keep on surviving. Yes, that's right. I'm a fucking survivor, if I can call it that. I basically just realized if I took antibiotics, I could fucking clear it up after a week or so. But that was fun before I worked that out. I tell you, favors, I tell you, sweating up a chill on a hot day, that is a weird fucking feeling. Anyway, enough about that. It's episode 21, and oh my god, I know, fucking dipping in the well again. I've gone again, back to an Australian movie. Fuck me, mate. Mix it up, you say. And I say, put your hand in a mixer and shut up. That's what I say to you. But yes, it's an Australian movie. I fucking saw it pop up, and I'm like, I've seen this once a million years ago. Let's fucking watch it again. And the movie is called Lurking Woods. It's from 2015. Goes for 73 minutes. That's not too long, is it? That's rather short. Doesn't have the best rating ever, though. 3.4 out of 10 on Internet Movie Database. Ooh, damn, girl. Fuck me, that's a quite a long synopsis, but here we go. Lurking Woods is an Australian suspense thriller set in the rural areas of Western Australia. The story follows a group of six young ex-university students that have all decided to catch up with each other after a year apart. They have all agreed to spend a luxurious weekend away in a tranquil woods location together. The girls of the group have secretly organized a seek and search game that will result in which guy will end up spending time with which girl for the weekend. Oh, that's a bit kinky, isn't it? We watch as the group start to enjoy sharing stories of times gone by, and at the same time we experience a beautiful Australian scenery and landscape. After a bit of frolicking around, we start to follow the game that the girls have devised. It is quickly discovered that not all seems to be fun and games in the peaceful neck of the woods. A masked person is lurking around in the woods and spying. Before too long, the eerie masked person has appeared to have gone crazy and starts attacking the group individually as he follows them. The story takes us through twists and turns and highs and lows throughout the movie, giving you an array of emotions and keeping you in suspense as to what is going to happen next. Oh, fucking hell, the synopsis was longer than the movie, mate. And just throwing out there a little warning already, if it wasn't obvious already, my throat isn't 100% yet, so it may sound a little bit raspier or shitter than it normally is, and that's saying a lot. Sorry about the voice, but I'm gonna fucking push through, okay? So here we go, we're watching Lurking Woods, another Australian movie for the Creepy Crap Podcast. Let's fucking get into it, let's get it in! So I've stopped it at the 22-minute mark now, and what happened at the beginning of the movie was some girl was walking through the woods, she's getting chased by some guy, she kind of hides behind a tree, throws an axe at her, and then she gets grabbed, and then you hear her getting chopped up, and she's dead. No idea who that is, but it kind of looks similar to where they are now, so maybe that's hinting as what happens when people go to this place. I don't know anything else about that. But six friends have just met up. They used to go to college together, university, uni as we call it. There's three guys. There's Scotty, Tim, and Mike. Mike looks like Shannon Noll, if anyone knows who that is. There's three girls. They all start with A for some reason. Andrea / Andy, Arlene, and Alice. These six are all catching up for a weekend away, and they're having to catch up on a property in the middle of nowhere, and they're drinking and playing games and all that sort of shit. And the girls have devised this weird game that's kind of like a swingers fucking game where three of the guys are going to fucking go out, find all these clues. It's kind of like a scavenger hunt / orienteering, if you know what that is. They go in the woods and use directions to find shit, and they somehow come back and first person to a place wins. I don't really know, I've never done it. That's kind of what these girls are doing, but instead of just finding it, they're like, yay, I know how to read a fucking compass, they get a girl. So there's three guys, but only two of them will get a girl. But then there's two kind of couples going on here. So the two girls have already set it up between each couple that the clues they have will set them straight back to the partner they want. So it's kind of rigged. But then they've also set one of the other guys to sort of fucking get lost. And at some point, I guess one of the girls didn't want to do it, because otherwise I don't get, if one of the guys they don't want shows up first and finds them, they're kind of stuck with that guy based off their rules. And I don't know which one's missing out, because all three of them went out with the other three guys to give them directions. There's clearly two couples that are like, why couldn't we just fucking hang out already? They're like, we've made the clues easy enough. Just come back in half an hour and we can start. And I don't really understand why they're doing this then, if they're already kind of couples. It's like they don't want to admit it to the other friends, and they're like, oh, see, we found each other, so I guess we have to follow the rules. I don't know, it's weird. They all sound like they're single as well, so I don't know why they're hiding it. Whatever, that's what the fucking movie's about so far. And then we've seen a few other characters. The people who run the place are kind of weird bogans who were threatening him with a rifle, but then only joking. Oh, just fucking with you, have a good weekend. Why do you have a gun though? A bit weird. And then there was a guy with an axe they kind of pushed into at the shop when they met up originally, and they said he's a bit not right in the head. And then they referenced another guy called Eddie, who we haven't seen yet, but he was in a car crash. That's about it. But the guy with the axe is an Aboriginal guy, and he is somewhere on the property as well, as they showed him earlier sitting down with an axe that seems really sharp, because he was scratching his face and you could hear that like fucking metal sound they always fucking do. Somehow it makes a sound on their skin, which I don't think it does. But yeah, that's what's happening. There's this weird game that whoever finds the girls first gets them, and someone loses out, but I don't know. And it looks like some guy is taking fucking clues away from them, and he added a phone to one of the details, and he took a map out of the bag from the house. And that's all we've seen so far. So it's kind of a bit suspicious to who's on this property while these guys are playing around. It's only meant to be them. There's at least three people in the mix at this point who aren't the normal group. And there's rifles, there's axes, and one of the guys in the group has a gun as well. So there's a bit of weaponry around, and that's all we've seen in 22 minutes. Let's continue with the movie. So I stopped it at the 38 minute mark now, and my throat is a little bit shitter than I realized. My voice does not sound that good, so I'm just doing a small burst and having a few drinks between hand to fucking make my throat feel better. But I'm going to continue and make sure I get the episode done. And the movie has started to ramp up a little bit. Alice has died. She was wearing pink, and so was the girl at the beginning from memory, unless it was red, but I think she was wearing pink, so I can't tell if this is like you see a scene from the future and then it goes back a little bit, and then you get to see and you're like, oh, okay, now we're up to date with that. Or they both happen to be wearing the exact same clothing. But anyway, Alice has been attacked by this masked man, and he's just wearing a hoodie with a mask that's so loose. It must be such a burden to wear that, because it must be so hard to see. Normally a mask would be a burden anyway, but this is loose. It doesn't look very good. It looks kind of dumb. Kind of looks like a kid wearing an adult mask. It looks a bit odd. But anyway, maybe it adds to the scare. Not for me, but maybe someone else, or the person getting stabbed at least. I think Alice was probably pretty scared, if I'm going to throw it out there. And then, yeah, she gets slit in the throat. She's fucking dying slowly. Scotty comes up and finds her, and he's like, oh my God. So dramatic. It was not really. It was horrible acting, a little bit of him being like, oh shit. And then, like, she puts her arm up and he kind of just jumps back. It's like, calm down. Is this the girl you like or what? I don't know what you're doing, son. But yeah, Alice is dying, and then I think she eventually dies. It cuts back to Mike. He sees the guy with the yaks, and he's in the woods just sort of camping around. And then he runs off because he's scared, because he's like, oh shit. And then he goes back to the house where they were, or one of the other houses. And there was also another guy that was mute. He was a big guy chopping with an axe as well. But he's tied to a tree, and almost cartoonishly tied to a tree. Like, one rope around the chest and one around his waist. But I think his hands were tied, so I guess that was enough to stop him from getting free. Because otherwise, you just fucking duck down a little bit. You'll slide straight out. And Mike trying to get him out, but he keeps struggling, and he's mute. I feel like mute people can't talk, but they can still hear, right? Unless I'm wrong. He's trying to get rid of him. He comes back around the tree, and he's got an axe in his chest, and he's dead. And it cuts to the owner from the beginning. He's driving a car. He's going to check the property, and then he gets attacked and killed. So the female owner is the only other one that we haven't seen get killed so far. And then it cuts back to the house, and Andrea is topless, blow drying her hair. That's a nice scene. I enjoyed that quite thoroughly. Arlene shows up, and Arlene looks a little bit like Marilyn Monroe. She shows up and she's like, oh, I like Mike, but I don't know if I still do, but I do. I don't know. And then Andrea's like, well, if you like him, just go for it. It's your call. Like, things change. If you like him, go for it. No one else is. But Arlene leaves because she hears a knock on the door. She's like, oh, maybe it's guess who? Because she doesn't say who Andrea likes. So it's kind of left in the air. She's like, wait, do you still like you know who? I'm like, oh, just say the fucking name. But we don't get to find out the name. And she goes outside to leave Andrea. She's put a singlet back on now. Kat's like, thanks, Arlene. And she goes to walk through the house, and then she's like, hey, she's all yours. And then she gets sliced on the chest by the knife. The mask killer's in the house. He's taking a phone. He goes to chase him in the bathroom. Andrea goes out to help her, and then they must have jumped out a window or something like that. So they run off, and then the killer's like, damn, motherfucker. He doesn't say that, but he's looking at him like, fuck. Cuts back to the guys. They've all slowly run into each other, and they're like, what's going on? Because Mike found a fucking Tupperware container as well that had his dog's collar dripped in blood in it. He's like, why is my dog's collar here? And then the three of them are like, fuck. They go to see Alice, but they're like, well, should we bury a body, or let's just go find the others? Let's go back to the lake where we were meant to meet everyone. I'm like, I don't think they're going to meet you at the lake. But anyway, the two girls are together and the three guys are together, and the killer is knocking off people pretty quickly at this point. But I guess we've only got 70 minutes as well, so you got to fucking speed it up pretty quick if it's a slasher movie. We're almost at the halfway point, or are at the halfway point. I'm not doing my math at the moment. So let's see what the rest of the movie's got in store for us, eh? So it's just after the 53-minute mark now, and not a whole lot has happened too much in this. We see a video because one left a phone and one got a passcode, and they worked it out together. The group met up, by the way. They met up at the water as planned, and they all sort of show up, and they're watching this video, and it's Eddie, because we haven't seen him yet. We've only heard him referenced once, and he's all sort of bloody in his video, and he's kind of crying, and he's like, I paid a hitman to kill you guys because you guys were always so shit to me, and I hated it, and I got really drunk, but then when I sobered up, I felt really bad. And I tried to cancel it, but he wouldn't cancel it. So you guys got to be careful. He's coming for you. He's going to start attacking you. And they're like, how the fuck does this guy know so much about us? This is weird. And they're like, oh, fucking Eddie. And then we see that. And then they sort of split up a little bit. Mike runs off. And then while the four are there, we see Scotty get attacked. But then as fucking Arlene and Andrea are standing together, Arlene's like, okay, I'll stay here for a sec and let you get a head start. And then instantly gets fucking chopped in the neck. So assume that she's dead. For some reason, he looked at Scott and then let him go. So Scotty kind of joined them again. And there's only Andrea and fucking Tim left. And then they're like, why did he let you go? And Andrea's really pushing it, like, why would he let you go? That's so weird. It doesn't make any sense. And the acting's not super strong in this, to be fair. Like, fair point. It's kind of like, why would he let you go but kill everyone else? It's a bit odd that you're still here. And he's like, I don't fucking know. Maybe it's so we fight each other or something. Those three are together. And then we see Mike, and he shows up at the house because he's just fucking legged it. And all the cars are gone. And he's like, oh, no cars. And then we see the female owner from earlier of the property. And her acting is almost someone mocking acting. It's horrible. If she's doing this to be serious, fuck me. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just someone's friend of the production. She's like, he was in the house and we tried to get out and and then just drops dead, and you're like, oh my god. But Mike sees her and it's like, oh fuck. So there's really the only other person that we haven't seen get killed yet is the Aboriginal guy with the axe, and then whoever the fuck is this mask person, and then the rest is three guys still and one girl. All the fucking girls are almost dead. Mike is separate from them at this point, but he's probably going to meet up because they kind of know where they roughly are because there was a mark on a tree. It's like, the cabin's that way. Let's go back to the house. So they're all going to meet up, I'm assuming, but I'm not sure what's going to happen yet. So two of them are dead now. Both the girls are dead. There's three guys still around, and that's about it. The mask guy is killing them off one by one, but didn't kill Scotty for some reason. I don't know what's going on here. And Eddie has been the fucking guy behind all this, apparently. And that's all we know so far. So let's keep watching Lurking Woods. So there's exactly 20 minutes left. So let's see how this movie finishes. So the movie has ended, and after 73 minutes of footage I have witnessed, this is how it ended. So Andrea, Tim and Scotty show up at a house, they lock the door pretty much straight after locking it. Mike shows up, he wants in, and they're like, fuck off, you ran off, you left us for dead, get a fuck, sir. And he's like, please, I'm sorry, I was hasty to run off. It's like, what hasty? It's such a weird conversation. Like, they're really dragging out letting him in, which is kind of fair enough, but they're like, you didn't care for Andrea, she died, so she's dead then, that's confirmed. And then they finally let him in after the fucking conversation. We're like, just fucking let him in or don't. Hurry up. And then as they're doing that, the fucking mask killer shows up from inside the house anyway. He attacks Andrea, stabs her in the leg, knocks her out. As this happens, Scotty fucking tries to defend it, falls on the ground. The killer fucking snaps his neck. And then fucking Mike grabs him, punches the fuck out of him. Sorry, sir, you got knocked the fuck out. He's on the couch, they rip his mask off, and it's fucking Eddie, the big reveal. Holy shit, Eddie. When Eddie said he didn't like his teddy, you knew he wasn't no good kid. When he threatened your life with a switchblade knife, what a guy. Makes you cry. And I did. But anyway, yeah, it's Eddie. And he's talking about, oh, you guys only left me out. You deserve this. And he's talking for a little bit. And then fucking Mike just grabs the gun that was on the ground and shoots him straight in the head. Fucking dead. And then Tim fucking pops up and he's like, you should have let him finish. And they're like, what? And then he's kind of like, oh shit, you're fucking with him, right? And then as Mike sort of realizes all this shit, Tim's already put a fucking blade in his stomach and he's turning it and he's like, fuck you. You only worried about the girls. You got whatever you want. You got everything. You never fucking cared about us. It's like, fucking hell, man. You joined a university group. If you didn't like them, join another fucking group or just be friends together. What the fuck? You're just there to fucking pass a course. You don't have to have that good of friends. It's so weird that all this is because they fucking left him out. And they went for girls, which doesn't make a lot of sense because it's like, Tim wanted Andrea anyway, which it didn't seem like any of the other guys were going for because Mike really wanted sort of Arlene and Scotty was going for Alice. She was all yours. If she didn't want you, that's on her, man. But I don't know what the fucking weird vendetta against them was because they weren't friendly enough or you didn't invite him to a fucking thing. They invited you to this. They clearly were your friend. What the fuck? Did you misread everything or were they ruder and meaner than they said and you didn't tell anyone in the movie? So we have no idea why the fuck you're doing this because otherwise it's pretty confusing for the fucking viewer. He fucking reveals this whole thing. Mike goes down. He eventually dies. And his whole plan is that Andrea's going to wake up, see that he's the last one left. He kind of fought for his life and that she's going to love him because he's a hero and all this sort of shit. And she wakes up and then Tim gives her the jacket and he's like, oh my God, it was crazy. And then like puts a little dressing around the leg and he's like, I'm just going to wash up real quick. And it's like, wash up? What the fuck? And because he does this, she reaches into the pocket, finds a second phone that he was hiding. And it's the messages that I think it might have been Eddie's phone maybe, because it's hard to tell. Come to the house. They're in the house now. Get in there now. Oh, you should have seen their face when they died. It was crazy. And instantly she's like, okay, you're one of the fucking killers. And then he comes back and she's like, fuck you, because she's already grabbed the gun. And she's like, you did all this because you felt left out? What the fuck? And then he's talking and she just shoots him a bunch of times in the chest. And then he's fucking dead. Then Andrea's the only one left. And then it pretty much goes to her walking down a street. She gets to the end. And then the guy with the axe shows up and turns out he's just a guy who's camping. He's being misunderstood. And we only thought that because the guy at the fucking shop said it. If no one said anything, no one would have thought this guy was a bad guy. But I guess that was a mislead for the movie, that anyone who got chopped with an axe was the fucking guy who was just camping at the same place that happened to be in the same area. And then he basically puts an arm around her. They start walking down there because she's limping because of the stab in the leg. And then instantly they get picked up by a car and then they're saved. And that's the end of the movie. Or was it? There's a mid-credit fucking scene. And the scene that we saw earlier where Eddie's calling them and he's all bloody and dying. Turns out that fucking Tim was with him filming it. And then they're laughing at the end. Like, oh, do you reckon they'll believe it? He's like, yeah, I believe it. Then the credits start again. And that is the end. That's the end of Lurking Woods. So my thoughts on this movie was that visually I liked it. It looked pretty cool. I did not like the look of the killer at all. That loose mask was so stupid. It was like, was this the only mask they had on set and they lost the original plan or something? Or it's just meant to look fucking weird and that's scary somehow? I don't know. It just looked very dumb. It's just a fucking loose mask with a fucking hoodie on. And then it was just kind of like, the misleads, fair enough. All these other characters you kind of think maybe are in the mix, but they're not. And the game was very confusing. I didn't understand why all these people who are fucking adults don't want to mention that they like each other, even though they're basically three couples and they don't want to admit it, but everyone knows it as well. You like Arlene, why don't you just go for her? Oh, I don't know. And Arlene likes Mike back. It's like, oh, we had a fling, but I don't know if I want to be with him anymore, but I do. And oh, I feel weird about it, but oh, I don't know. And like everyone wants to do it. And they had this weird fucking thing. It's like they rigged it so they could get the guy they wanted. Just go out with fucking three couples out for fucking weekend away. I don't understand this weird fucking thing. And the vendetta, that is the weirdest part, that these two guys felt ostracized from the fucking group, so they waited years to fucking lure them here and then fucking attack him. I don't know if Eddie's backstory about crashing and his parents dying had any fucking impact on anything, or that's what set him off to fucking want to kill people because he's got nothing left. So he's like, let's kill the only other fucking people I know because they vaguely didn't let me go to fucking study room with them or something. I don't understand what they did. They didn't explain why they hated him so much. It just sounded like they didn't get an invite to something, or they went for some girls and they didn't get some girls and they're shitty. It's like, did the uni consist of 7 people and that was it? And that's why it was so shitty for you? Because the only girls there got taken by someone else? I don't understand the reason behind killing them. But yeah, the movie looked good at least. The acting from some of the characters is fucking horrible. Like the fucking owners is god awful. Like they were play acting at the beginning to act worse than they were. But then like you realize they started talking normally for them and they were just still doing it badly. I'm like, oh my god, that's just them acting, I guess. It's like, what the fuck? They're like pretending to be Bogan, but they're not. But it just looks really bad. It's like, why are you doing this voice? I don't understand it. It's really fucking weird. Like the cast themselves are pretty cool. I guess I liked it enough. Like the movie's pretty quick. It was interesting enough to like, but it's just the fucking choice of why. It's not enough story to understand why these two fucking guys are killing everyone. And the fucking little mid-credit scene is so stupid. That's what they should have found later. They should have seen a clip earlier and then someone finds a phone later and watches the rest of the clip and then they see that it was the fucking two of them. That would have been a good way to reveal that Tim was the fucking part of it, because seeing it at the end, who gives a shit? They've already established themselves as the killers and have been killed by this point. There's only Andrea left. Why are we seeing this credit scene at the end? Who's watching this scene now? It doesn't make any sense whatsoever to show it at the end. That's not a big reveal. I feel like they had a big reveal that would have fucking added to the movie immensely and used it in the wrong point. Too late, too little, or whatever. It's so strange. Like, if they had done that earlier, they'd seen the video clip, they thought Eddie fucking put a hit on him and they all scared and that sort of stuff. Fair enough. And then later on, they found that clip just before like Tim was about to be a hero. That would have been fucking good. But otherwise, yeah, just an odd choice. I don't know what else to say about it. Lurking Woods was the movie. It's episode 21. It's from 2015. It has a really low rating, which I kind of feels a bit unfair. The movie is a bit better than that, apart from the fucking choice. I keep shitting on that. Doesn't make any sense to me. It was decent. It's a pretty quick movie. It looks nice. I don't know. The kills were okay. You don't see a lot of shit. Obviously, it's probably a lowish budget. Whatever. That's the fucking movie. You win some, you lose some. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just saying what I saw. Don't fucking not watch it because of my sake. But, you know, if you see it, I saw it on Prime. There it is, Lurking Woods from 2015, episode 21 of the Creepy Crap Podcast. Sorry again for my shitty voice this week. It will get better by next week, I fucking hope. So my name's Danny Boy. You've been listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast, and I'll catch you next week. Have a good fucking week, you beautiful bastards.